I'm so broken. And I'm so excited because of what the Lord has shown me this week. I'm shaking right now. Almost every scripture that I had to share with you, we've talked about in Sunday school. I'm about to jump out of my skin back in Sunday school. To Clyde, I wanted to say, and to all of us, you can't count numbers. The title of my sermon today is, We Are One in Christ. If you're going to count numbers, count the sands of the sea. You know, because all of creation is in Christ as we are. We are one. That's the title of my, we are one. I'm not another. As a matter of fact, I don't even like standing here. I'd like to go over there and sit down. But, and I also wanted to say, I have to start off by asking for a miracle. I left my glasses at home. Does anybody have any readers? Oh, hallelujah. Can I just borrow them? Whatever they are, they'd be better than what I've got. Thank you. If anybody's more blind than her, I could use it. Oh. Oh, I once was blind. Now I see. I wanted to tell Oscar right here in my notes. It says, and read Romans chapter 8 to end. I'm about ready to jump out of my skin, but God's been, this got really out of hand. I wanted to share one thing, and then God kept taking me somewhere else and somewhere else and somewhere else. So I'm just going to go where he takes me. If he takes me the whole way, he takes me the whole way. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm just kind of out of it right now. So full of serenity and yet excited to share what I've got. We've heard in our lifetimes, oh, Father, let me just pause. All I want to say, Father, is I'm yours. And say what you will. Let my lips be your lips. And let it be not for now, but forever. Let who I am reflect you. Amen. We've all heard a lot about mistaken identity. And that the reason that some people live lifestyles and go off the rails and all of this stuff is because they haven't woken up to their identity in God, okay? And I knew this, almost everything that I'm going to say today, I've always known it. But something happened this week that made me, boom, know it, you know? I went from knowing it here to knowing it here, you know? And it's kind of a silly story, but Tuesday or Wednesday, we got the mail in, kind of late in the day, and in the mail was a bill for, I don't know why my insight always comes from money, but I'm the accountant in our family, so we got a bill from the dentist, who for like $700, which was the balance due on some dental work that somebody had done. And, when we were in there, they said, okay, this is your part, this is the insurance part, and you didn't get out of there until you paid all that was your part. And now it's been, 2 months later, and boom, we get this bill for $732.43. Not that anybody's counting, but so, I wasn't beyond control, but the accountant in me was going, well, they're the dentists. They should know. They work with insurance. I don't. I'm going to call them tomorrow and find out what's going on. You know, I'm not just going to take this laying down. And so that was the end of that, in my heart. And I went to bed that night. Now, when I woke up in the morning, I'm not going to say I had a dream and that God spoke to me. All I know is that when I woke up in the morning, I was already in a conversation with a being inside of me who was not me, I was talking to somebody, and it might have come from a dream that I don't remember. I don't know, and I don't try to explain. But this person said to me, so, you know, I was talking, he was talking, and I was thinking about this situation, and he said, so, you think that this girl at the dentist office needs more reinforcement to the fact that her performance is not adequate? And I'm going, what? You know, you're only making it easier for her to go on in her mistaken identity. If you're not in your identity, how is she going to be in her identity? I'm going, okay. When we see him, we will be like him. This earth, this cosmos, and all that are in it are standing on tiptoes to see the manifestation of the sons of God. The sons of God, because when we see him, we're going to be like him. Our job on earth is to show Jesus to everyone that we're around. That, you know, that was a simple little truth, and it should have ended there. And Oscar brought such a beautiful, simple little truth. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And simplicity in Christ is so profound, you know? We have to let our light shine. What is our light? Who is our light? Who is the truth? It's Christ. We are one in Christ. I'm part of you. I'm part of that girl at the dental office, and she's part of me. And for all of these years, I mean, that I've been alive, and I'm sure for many, many more, people have been given this performance-based salvation. Yes, we are saved by grace through Christ and all that he's done for us. But, you know, you're going to be judged, and you're going to stand before God, and for your good things, you're going to get good things, and for your bad things, you're going to get bad things. And you know, it's kind of like, you know how it was, the only time that Jesus ever got furious was when he was talking to the Pharisees in the temple. And I didn't even look this up, so I'm not exactly sure what it says, but my comprehension of what it says is, not only are you not going in, you're not letting anybody else go in either, with all your rules and your regulations, and you must do this and you can't eat that, and you know, it's not who I am. And that's why we are in Christ one. I can't stop saying that enough. And this is going somewhere else too, but I don't know where or when. But it has to do a lot with forgiveness. I've always been a person who, whenever I say the Lord's Prayer, and it comes to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, it's never sounded quite right. I think that God forgave me, and he forgave me, and he's, but we're one. If I don't forgive someone else, I'm one with them, so I'm not forgiving myself. It's not God who's not forgiving me. It's me not forgiving me. And if we are in Christ, then we should be forgiving ourselves because he's forgiven us. Oh, anyway, let me get started on this just a little bit. Thank you for the... Okay. In the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. I'm not going to read the whole Bible to you today. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That word is Elohim. That is a plural word, and it means God, sons of God, you know, Okay, so God created the heavens and the earth. The plural God created the heavens and the earth. Now, and I'm just going to, there was something before the beginning. In the beginning was the beginning of this manifestation on in this universe or whatever, you know. But if you go to Job chapter 38, it says, "Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, 'Who is this that darkened the counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me.'" Where were you? I can't do the where wast thou'st. "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare thou, if you know." Well, it doesn't just say if you know, if you have understanding. There's an understanding that comes. "Who's laid the measures of it, if thou knowest, or who has stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together," where were you when the morning stars sang together? "And when all," how many is all? "All. And when all the sons of God shouted for joy," I sing for joy at the sound of, I always thought that that's kind of icing. It's icing on the cake of our salvation. Icing for joy. Oh, well. That's the way I sing that. It's icing. "Or when all the sons of God shouted for joy." I know this is, it's kind of a hard thing, and that's why I would rather not say it behind the pulpit. Before, in the beginning, all the sons of God sang together because they were still in God. As Christ was in God, as we all are in God, one with the Father. Wow. It's too much for me to even comprehend, and I don't. But God's kind of made it real to me. So where were you, Job? And there are some people who say, Job has to just admit, I wasn't there, I don't know. I'm just stupid. But I think if we believe in reconciliation the way that we do, all will be saved. All are all together as one in Christ Jesus. Never forget that part. We were all there before the foundation of the world. And Christ died for our sins before the foundation of the world. Before in the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. Before that, this is not our first rodeo, I don't think. I don't know. It's mind-boggling, but it's okay. If we believe this, Job was there. He just didn't have the understanding. That's why God had to say, if you have the understanding, if you do not have the mistaken identity. And that's what God, I think, was trying to deal with me about that poor girl that was about to get it at the dentist's office. I can't have mistaken identity. I am in Christ Elohim. That's, I can't say it, but, I mean, I said it, but I can't say it with my own understanding. Christ in me can say it. We are one, and we, and our job here is to make them understand that they are one with us. Oh, this has just really overcome me this week. Let me see if I got, we were all there. When we realize who we are and have always been in Christ, we stop trying to obtain what we already have and who we already are. You see, that's why that performance-based thing, we keep chasing the ball to try to be good enough, to try to be thin enough, to try to be pretty enough. I'm saying that in a spiritual way. I it's not all physical stuff. To try to be good enough, to try to be loving enough, to try to not get mad, give people the finger, you know, whatever it is in your case, to try to forgive when it's our nature. It's who we really are. And the fight makes it of none effect. We need to know who we are. And when we realize who we are, we will be unoffendable. Because God is unoffendable. Nothing you've done has offended God. He's unoffendable. He's not capable of being offended. He knew us before the foundation of the earth. He knew everything. Not only did he know it, he saw it. He experienced it. We saw it. We experienced it our whole life. And we're going back to God. And we didn't catch him by mistake. God never had to say, oh, gosh, I didn't know he was going to do that. You know, I didn't know she was going to get out of control with alcohol. I didn't know about drugs. You know, how can God not know these things? He's God. If that isn't your God, you need to get a better one. But that is God. And then I wanted to look at Jesus' high prayer in John 17. Did you read that up here too this morning?
No, I didn't read that.
No, you didn't. This is all in red ink. So this is Jesus talking. I have manifested thy name. He's talking to his father. He's praying to his father's high priestly prayer. What is his name? His name is his character. And Jesus is saying, I've manifested, Father, your character unto the men which thou hast given me. How many men has God given him? And women? All. All have sinned. All were forgiven out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me. And they have kept thy word. I'm going to skip down a little bit here. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them which shall believe on me through their word, that all may be one, as thou, Father, are in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. You know, these are things we've heard a million times, and yet God has made it so real to me this week. I praise him for it, because I see a character change going on in me, and I like it. I lost it again. Oh, okay. That they may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one. How many ones do we have to understand or have to see before we understand? We're one. All creation is one in Christ with God the Father. We're one. It's hard to believe because we've been made a little lower, you know. We have to experientially come up to that because that was God's plan for us, to learn who he is through our relationship with him. Okay. In them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them, and thou hast loved me, Father, that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou loved me before the foundation of the world. Thou hast given me for, I'm sorry, same line. Okay, so there's that. I mean, everything just seems to pop into reality for me when I read it these days about this one situation. So, let's see what else I've got here. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16 says, know no man after the flesh. Well, after the flesh is looking at their deeds, looking at what they did right, looking at what they did wrong. He says, don't even look at me after the flesh anymore. Let's see if I got that. Probably do somewhere. But. And then it says, every knee shall bow. That says that a couple of places, but I like it in Philippians chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship in the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye might be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If God says, let it be in you, it's in you. Just manifest it. Manifest that life. Who, Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God hath highly exalted him. We're in him. God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every one, all one in Jesus, of things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Now, what do the churches say that you have to do to be saved? This just came to me this very minute. They say, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. That means so much more, you know. We were saved before the foundation of the earth, all to bring us to this place where we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. He's Lord in us. We are with him. Got anything more?
Nope.
I think that's all I've got to give you. What's this, 1 John 3:1? Take a peek at it anyway before I go. Oh, 3:1 and 2. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not. That's true, isn't it? Because it knew him not. It's not their fault. They don't have the understanding. They have mistaken identity. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. You know what that is? That's Elohim. Same word. Well, it isn't the same word because this is in the New Testament. It's, I can't remember. But I'm old, so forgive me. We are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Oh God. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. You know that word about this, the sentence that says, we know that when he shall appear, it's not coming down out of the, you know, with the feet coming down out of the clouds. It's when he shall be made manifest. And where is he going to be made manifest? He's going to be made manifest in the sons of God, in us. Oh, friends, esteem others greater than ourselves. Don't put a stumbling block in front of anybody. Understand mistaken identity in others. We were there ourselves. We're still dual-natured. God is so good. That's the one thing that's changed in our lives, is that we do, as we grow up, we see his unshakable love. That every single thing that comes upon us out of his love. And he's the controller of all the universe. He's the controller of whatever else there is besides the universe. He's the controller. There is no fear. You don't have to fear. There are things happening that we don't understand. But let me tell you, there's been happening things to me that I don't understand for years and years. But now the whole earth is embroiled in this shaking, where their crutches are being pulled out from underneath them and there's fear all over the earth. But we don't have to fear. We don't fear at all. I mean, I don't fear. I don't fear COVID. Maybe that's going too far. You know, there are times when I feel the feeling of fear. But that only draws me closer to God. Because God, I say, God, I know you're in control. You're in control of all things. You've got it. Nothing's going to befall me that you haven't planned for, and planned for it coming out for my good, even my natural death. Anyway, let's pray, okay? Father, I just love you so much, and I thank you for this word that started out to be so simple. Help me, Father, to always see the simplicity of your love, to always give you all honor and glory, because you alone are the Holy One. We are one in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Oh, and by the way, the problem with the dentist turned out to be that they were given the wrong information from the insurance company, so now they're fighting for us. more to be revealed later. Thank you. Come on and do it. If anybody wants to comment or add anything, except if you're going to be mean to me, then go see Oscar. See ya. Okay.
When you talked about oneness, the actual word for one there, it literally means the numerical number one. But it also means abundantly man. Yes. Abundantly man. And you know, Jesus was the fulfillment of the abundant man. Because he was man totally in the image and likeness of God when he walked upon the earth. And you know, when he prayed that prayer, he, like Kathy said, we have a mistaken identity. We believe that we're less than what we are. But we have to start believing what his word declares. And That scripture you read back there in 1 John chapter 3, back there, the Epistle of John, chapter 3, when you read that, when it says, now are we the sons of God, the way it says it in the Phillips is beautiful, because it says, and we know that if reality were to break forth, we would be just like him. And you know, I read you that scripture up there that said, as of right now, man doesn't see reality. But you know what? The things of the natural declare the things of the spirit. And when you look out there in the natural, what is all of the TV shows about anymore? They're reality TV. Are they really real? No, they're not. Because half of that stuff is made up. But the things of the natural declare the things of the spirit. And I'm going to tell you what. The reality of God is about to break forth on this earth, and he's going to do it through the sons of God, through you all, as you begin to tell people what he really is and what he's really already done and already accomplished. And what Kathy said back there about in Genesis about in the beginning, that word for in the beginning there is the word, it means first fruits. And you know, there was a first fruits company that was with the Lord when everything was created, Elohim, and that is you. You were there. You don't know you were there. Just like Job, he didn't know he was there because he hadn't come to the total reality yet of what God was doing. And to be honest with you, it wasn't really time for him to come to that total reality. But let me tell you what, once Jesus came forth, it was time for the reality for man to wake up and really realize who and what he is in Christ. And who and what Christ is in him. And he wants us to come into being that abundant man where he said, you know, let us make man in our own image and our own likeness and let him have dominion in Genesis. And you know what? He never deviated from that. And he's still wanting us to come to that reality, because once we come to that reality, creation is going to be set free into the glorious liberty of being the children of God. Amen. Great word. Appreciate it. God bless you, sis.